Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchelo. We're now in Masachet Yom Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the sixth Mishnah of the eighth Perek, continuing to deal with people who are sick on Yom Kippur and how to deal with them. Misha Achazo Bolmos. Bolmos, what it sounds like, bulimia, is a disease that's different than the contemporary use of bulimia, in which somebody has a great hunger, and it's making them ill. You feed him even non-kosher food until his eyes get better. We'll see what that means. He was bitten by a rabid dog. You don't feed it, that dog's liver. Evidently, that was a therapy that some people felt was okay, was helpful, and the position of Chachamim is it doesn't do a thing for you, and therefore there's no heter to eat non-kosher food. Right, Machav ben Charash, Matir, evidently he held that it was helpful. If you don't know about ben Charash, he had several other things about medicine. If somebody has a throat ache, and this may be more serious than that, then they put a drug, some sort of a therapy, into his mouth on Shabbat. Because this could be a mortal danger, and any question of a mortal danger is doche Shabbat. Let's say somebody was underneath, or possibly somebody was underneath a cave-in. We don't know if the fellow is there. Safek chai, safek meit. He may already be dead. Safek goy, safek Yisrael. He might not even be Jewish. We do everything we can to lift up and move all the rubble out of the way in order to find him. If you find that he's alive, then we keep moving him away, move stuff away to save him. But Kvod HaMeit is not Doche Shabbat, so we found that he's already dead, we stop at that point and wait till after Shabbat to unbury him in order to bury him. Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin HaYodin Shehi Ruei Nav. In the beginning of our Mishnah, we said that if his eyes got better, how would we know? Mishi Avchin Ben Tov L'Ra, when he could tell the difference between good and bad, meaning good and bad food. Rabaye Uvita'ama, meaning that he will taste good food and bad food he'll reject. Because he's so hungry when he has this bulmus that he'll eat anything. All right, he'll reject bad food. Tan Rabbanan, Mishach Zo Bulmus Machilin Oto Hakal Hakal. We start by feeding him something which is lesser in Isur. Obviously, if we have no mutar food around. So Tevel Nevela Machilin Oto Nevela, which is an Isur Lav, and only has Makot. Tevel Ushviit. We give him a shvi'it, because that's also a lav. Tevel is mitabide shemaim. Tevel utruma tanoihi. That's a machloket tanaim de tanya. Machlin oto tevel. Vein machlin oto truma. Ben tema, or perhaps ben zoma. There's a gersaot here. Omer truma velo tevel. We prefer to give him truma. We'll see what the reason behind each position is. So amar rabbi hecha de afshar bechulin de chule amal opligidim takinan leim vasfinan leim. So we now have come to assuming that this situation is on Shabbat, we think, and Rabbi points out that certainly if there are chulin there, everybody agrees that we prepare it and give him the chulin. There's two ways to read this. One is that it's Shabbat, and the idea is that there's tevel, and that we're able to separate the tevel and give him chulin, and the chulin will be enough for him. The other possibility is that efshar is not an issue of ability, but of time. That if there's time to separate the tevel, then we do that. But if there isn't time, then the question is tevel versus truma. He pleads with the law efshar b'chulin. Mar sabra tevel chamor, sabra truma chamor. Why is one more chamor than the other, and we prefer the light one? Mar sabra tevel chamor. Why? Well, truma chazal lekoin. Truma, after all, is mutar to some people. Tevel, on the other hand, may be fixed, and being fixable, therefore, is less chamur. Okay, efshar b'chulin pshita. So what Rabbi said, it should be obvious that if you could do chulin, you would do that. So lo tzricha b'shabbat. They must be talking about a case of Shabbat. B'shabbat nami pshita. Tiltu b'darbananhu. And that's very odd, because Our general approach is that the prohibition of separating Trumot and Masrot on Shabbat is because of Tikkun Ma'achal, which is like a Tikkun Kli or a Makeba Patish, and here they touch on the issue of Muktzah. So there's a bit of a problem there of why that is mentioned, whether it is because it's another side issue related to Tikkun Ma'achal. In any case, Achav Ma'askinan Be'atzitz She'inon Nakuv Derabanan. Some Girsot have Derabanan here, meaning that the food was coming from a potted plant without a hole in the bottom, which means that the whole obligation of Trumot and Masorot is Derabanan, and therefore I might think that it's better not to violate Shabbat and to let him eat this Tevel Derabanan, and therefore we say no, it's better to separate it. Now, Marsavar Tevel Chamor Marsavar Truma Chamura is a line that very problematic here, and the Duke Sofim says perhaps should not belong here. We're going to read it without. So the flow should be Beatzit Sheinon Akuv, and then Lema Tanoihi. This goes back to our original Machloket, Chachamim and Ben Zoma, about whether or not it's better to give him Tevel or Truma. The Tanya, Mishana Shachon Achash, Korino Rafim Makom Makom. We summon a doctor even from far away. In Shabbat, makrino tatanigol, we rip open a chicken to feed that to him, gozino takrishin, we cut vetch for him, machlino tobein sarich laser, we feed him food without separating masrot, rebbi, is all on Shabbat. Lo yochal ad shi'aser. So the question here is whether tevel is more chamur, or it's better to give him the mitukan violate Shabbat. So name Rabbi Lazar, it's either Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Lazar Ben Shamua. So we'll read it as Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, as our Girsa has it, Velo Rabbi. So it sounds like ours follows Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, and that Rabbi's statement that you should be Maaser follows that. Now, Filu Tema Rabbi. Rabbi might agree with Rabbi. Ad kama kama Rabbi Hatav Elinyan Maaser Yarak Mid Rabbanan. We're talking about vetch, which is vegetables. They're the Maaser of Rabbanan, and therefore Rebbe says there's no need to give him maaser of a maaser dagan and tevel doraita hu, but when talking about grain, which is doraita, I feel the Rebbe mode that he shared le batzit she unakuv, atin mecha meatzit she unakuv, if we allow him to eat, even though it came from a source which is durabanan, which is a potted plant, he may end up eating, a tevel, which is from an unpotted plant, or from just right from the ground, and thus, and therefore, we would prefer separating the masrot. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Mishach zo b'homos machinan oto dvash v'chom menei mitika. We give him something that's sugary, like honey. Shadat v'chom menei mitika mi'irin or ma'orsha enav shaladam. They light up your eyes. V'al b'shein raya v'davar zeich l'davar. We have an allusion to it in the story of Yonatan out in the field after his father made that oath. It was considered a foolish oath. Nobody should eat in the war against the Plishtim. Ruuna ki oroi naiki ta'amti mat dvash hazet. You see, my eyes lit up after being tired. It was what we call a sugar rush. Why isn't that a good proof? He didn't have bumus, he was just tired. By the way, this is only after eating. Beforehand, it actually makes you hungrier. This is when David's men went to chase down the Amalekim who had taken all of their wives and children from the camp at Siklag. And they found an Egyptian wandering out in the desert, and it turned out he was a slave of the Amalekim, and he led them to the Amaleki camp. They fed him first regular food, then they gave him sweets, including figs and raisin cakes, and then he felt better. He was out in the desert without food or water for 3 days and was almost dead. We feed him the fat tail with honey. Or even flour with honey. Even barley flour with honey. As many fingers as honey there. I had bumus once. I ran to the east side of the fig tree where the ripe figs were. Wisdom keeps you alive, because I knew, because of my wisdom, that the sweetest fruits were on the east side. We'll see in a minute why. And therefore, I was able to have the sweets, and it saved me from this bumus. Tani Rabbi Yosef, tom tam teina, yifnele mizvacha. You want to have real good fig taste, go to the east side of the fig. Sham umi meged tvuot shamesh. The sweetness, meged, is from the tvuot that are facing the sun. Evidently, they ripen earlier. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Abu Ka'azli, Be'urcha. We're going to hear several stories about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi here. They're walking on the road. Achazei Bulmus, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda got grabbed by Bulmus. He suddenly attacked. Kapche L'roa. He grabbed food from a innocent shepherd standing by. Achle L'riftan. He ate his bread. Rabbi Yossi, Kipachta Taroa. You have stolen from the shepherd. Kimato the Mata, they came to the town. Achse Bulmus to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was suddenly seized by Bulmus. Adru Balagi Vetsoi. All the whole town came around with all sorts of sweets to give him. Rabbi Yehuda, Niki Pachti Taweva, Taki Pachta Teyerkula. I said, I stole from the shepherd and you've taken from the whole city. Okay, but two. Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Vukazli Borcha. The three of them were on the road. Rameh Vidaik Bishma. Rabbi Meir had a custom where he would be very careful to find out the name of people he was interacting with. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Loha Vidaik Bishma. They didn't pay much attention. Kimatulahu Duchta, Bau Ushpiza. They came to a particular town, they needed a place to stay. Yavule, they gave him a place to stay. Amrulo Mashmimcha. They said to the innkeeper, what's your name? Or the householder. Amrulahu Kidor. Amar, so Rameir said, because he was very careful to listen to the name, Shma Mina Adam Rashahu, he must be a Rasha, Shnamar Ki Dor Tapuchotema. Now, it's a very strange idea, but one way to explain it would be that what kind of parents would give their kid a name that's so close to a pasuk, that's so negative, Ki Dor Tapuchotema, an upside down generation, as part of the very negative description in Hazinu. It must be parents who aren't that very careful or that literate, and as a result, their kid is probably going to grow up that way. So now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Ashlimu Leki Sayu. They evidently spent Shabbat there, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi entrusted their money pouch to this fellow. Rameir Loashim Leki, sir. Rameir refused to. Azal Otve Bekivre Davua. He went to the same fellow's father's kever and buried it right near there. Itchazi Levechelman. Then he had a dream that night, Friday night. Toshakil Kisa Demanach Hareshadu Gavra. That he was telling his own son, go take the pouch that is near my head. So the next day he told his companions, I had such a dream, meaning this guy is a thief. Friday night dreams don't mean anything. Rameir nonetheless spent the whole day in the cemetery watching his wallet, his pouch. And then after Shabbat he brought it. The next day they said to their householder, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, said, give us our pouches. Amalu lahadam, he said, never happened. I never took your pouches. So you see, he was a thief. Amalu Rabbi Meir. Amailo daikitu bishma. So Rabbi Meir said, why didn't you pay attention to his name? Amrule, Amailo amat lanmar, why didn't you tell us? All I meant was you have to be concerned. Yahzuki miyamri, I didn't say he is a thief. I can't tell you he's a thief. Mashchu v'ailu l'chanuta. So they talked to him, and they went into the store. Chazu talfachei asafme. They saw remains of lentils on his mustache. Azlu v'yahavu simanu l'vitu. So they went to his wife and said, "Oh, your husband told us to give us our money pouches." And when she didn't know who it was, you know, that she couldn't trust, they said, "Yeah, we were having lunch with your husband. We were having lentils." And v'shaklu l'kisayu v'aitu. And so she gave him the pouch against her husband's will, of course. And they left. Azal iu v'katli li'itada. He got so enraged he killed his wife. Hainu d'tanya, that's the famous bright that says, Mayim rishonim ha'chilu basar chazir, mayim achronim haguet ha'nefesh. Washing before a meal could lead to somebody eating chazir, and washing after a meal could lead to death. What's the story here? So there's a story about a fellow who used to feed non-kosher food to his non-Jewish visitors and kosher food to his Jewish visitors. And a fellow came and didn't wash Mayim Rishonim. So this guy gave him, thinking he was a goy, gave him chazer. And Mayim Achronim had this guy washed Mayim Achronim, where you wash out your mouth and your hand. The lentils wouldn't have been there. They never could have got onto him, and his wife wouldn't have died. Okay. Well, so far, Vudaiki Bishma. So in the end, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi learned from Rabbi Meir, and they were very careful about names. Kimato Ubeita, they came to another house. The Shmei Bala, and the name of the house owner was Bala. They didn't go in. Amri Shma Mina Rashahu must be Dichtiv Amar Labala Ne'afim. The word Bala is associated with adultery in this pasuk in Yechezkel, and perhaps there's a connection with a Hariv Loti Aitali Adna, meaning this is an old adulteress here, or an old adulterer in the house. Okay, next piece. Mishnah Shchokel Kelev Shotes. The Mishnah said that if a rabid dog bites you, then we don't feed the chaser kaved. Tana baruch. Hamashiach dvarim nemru b'kal shotel. We have five traditional things about a rabid dog. Piv patuach, his mouth is open. V'riro notef, and his spittle is coming out. Oznov sruchot, his ears lie flat. They're not perked. Znavomu nachal yerechotav, his tail just sits against his legs. Malech v'tzeidu adrachim, and he walks on the side of the road, not in the middle. V'yeshomrim af noveach ven kolo nishma. There's another piece, which is that he barks, but you can't hear him. Mimai have. How does this happen? Rav Amar Nashim Kshafaniot Mesachakotpo. He got hexed. Shmuel Amar Ruach Rashu Alav. He has this evil spirit on him. Mai Binayu. What's the difference between these two approaches? Ike Binayu Lemikdele B'Davar HaNizrak. Whether you have to kill him with something that you could throw, meaning from a distance, so you don't get close. If it's Ruach Ra, you don't want to get near him, so you shoot an arrow or something. Tanya Kavate de Shmuel. We have a support for Shmuel's position. Shorginoto, Enorginoto, Elvedavar Nizrak. You have to, like, shoot an arrow. Okay, the Chayef Bemistaken. If he rubs up against you, you're in trouble. Denachit Le Mait. If he bites you, you're dead. So the Chayef Bemistaken, Maitakante. So if he rubs against you, what's the therapy for it? Nishlach Manav Nirat. Throw your clothes off and run away. This happened to him. Shachan the Manav, right. He threw off his clothes and ran away in the Shuk. Now we hear again this pasuk in Kohelet. Wisdom saved me. Right? My wisdom kept me alive because I knew what to do and immediately threw off my clothes. If he bites you, what do you do? They said take some skin from a male animal. And write on Nichtov Aleana Plonira Planita Mashcha da Apadichra Kativin Allah Kanti Kanti Klerus. This is some sort of incantation. La Kanadi Kanadi Klerus Ka Ka Sham Tzvakot. Amen Amen Sela. So you write this incantation. Shtachinu Lamani the Barino Bekivri Ad Tresa Yarchishata. You bury it for 12 months. If Kinum and Klidu Batanura, then you take it out and burn it in an oven. Darino Lakit Mea Pasha Drachim. And then you take the ashes and spread them on the road. During those 12 months, kishati maya lo lishti ela begovtem nachasha. Only drink water from a copper or other metal cup, not glass. The machazim avuah to sheet of the stocking, because otherwise you might see the image of a shade when you're drinking. His mother made him a gold cup to drink from, so he wouldn't see shading. Not clear. We understand what this means, but it is what it is. Rabbi Matya. In the Mishnah added several other things, and about the Samba Shabbat. Here we'll hear a story. Rabbi Yochanan Chashbit Safidna. So Rabbi Yochanan had some sort of disease. Azal Gaba Dahi Machunita. He went to a Roman woman. Avdalei Milta Chamsha Umalei Bashabta. She gave him a therapy on Thursday and Friday. Amala b'Shabbat Mai. Should I take it on Shabbat? Amala l'tzrichet. You don't need it. 2 days enough. Im itztarich l'mai. What if I suddenly need it? What do I do? Amala shtavar li omigalit. Make an oath that you will not reveal it. It's a secret therapy. Ishtave took an oath. And he said, l'aloha di Yisrael l'omigalina. So there's two ways to read this. Either I'm taking an oath to God that I won't reveal it, or I'm taking an oath that I won't reveal it to God. Nafak darsha b'pirka. Then he went out and publicly taught everybody the therapy. He took an oath. The Lord Israel of Galena. The oath should be read. I will not reveal it to God. But to his people I will. But there's a desecration of God's name. He takes an oath in God's name and then violates it. At least apparently violates it. The Megalamikar. First he told her, listen, the oath I told you, it only means this, and therefore I'm going to tell people. So there was no Chil Hashem. My Avdale, what was the therapy? Amar Racha Bereh Rav Ami Mesa Or Shemen Zayit. So there was sourdough water, oil, olive oil, and umelach, and salt. Amar Soor Gufe, sourdough itself, Shemen Zayit Umelach. Same too. Rashi Amar Mashcha the God for the Avza, the oil or the fat of a wing of a goose. Rabbi Anna Avdi the Kulu, Rabbi said, I tried all these things, Lloyd Sai, it didn't help me. A certain Arab told me, Aiti Kashyata de Zeta Lamalu Tilta, take some seeds of olives that didn't grow to a third, Kalinu Benura, and burn them in the fire, Amara Chadata, with a new hoe, unused hoe, Adbik Mekachi Dari, and put it in your teeth. Evidently, this disease, by the way, was something like gingivitis. How does this happen? How do you get this disease? From very hot wheat bread, or from drinking the very bottoms of that kosar harsana with the fried fish and the wheat. How do you know you have it? When you put something in your teeth, and blood comes out. Yochanan did this on Shabbat when he had it vitzoy. Evidently, they felt it was very dangerous. How could he do it? So the question is asked, how could you do this on Shabbat and violate Shabbat? The answer is because starch in your mouth, it goes all the way into your intestines and it's dangerous, etc. Rabbi Yochanan, Kiman, who are you following? Ramatir ben Charash, Choshe b'fiv matilin lo sam b'shabbat, our statement in the Mishnah, Amar le'eshani omer b'zuv v'lo b'acheret. In other words, he was challenging him because the Chachamim didn't agree with Matir ben Charash. And Rabbi Yochanan says, the way I learned the Mishnah is that they disagreed with him only about the feeding the liver, but not the other things. And they agreed with him about the sam. We have support for this. Mishach zo yarkon, machinin oto besar chamor. If somebody has some sort of jaundice or something, we feed him donkey meat. Mishnah shcho kelev shote, machinin oto michatzer kaved shelo. Again, like in our Mishnah, machoshesh b'fiv, tino sam b'shabbat. If he has this problem in his mouth, we put the drug in him on Shabbat. Matir ben Charash. Again, all three are associated with Charash. Chamorim be'elu ein b'hem mishum refuah. These are not therapeutic. Now, be'ele mutemai, what does it mean? These are not therapeutic. My love mutei sam, isn't that mean that the last one mentioned, which is the sam shabbat, is therapeutic? Lo, the mutemi kizin dam le sronchi. No, that's something else, which is that if you have this disease called sronchi, which might be like diphtheria, that you can let blood for that. Again, three therapies heard in the name of Ratim and Charash. So two of the three that we had before, and then in place of the Basar Chamor, we have the Makizin Dam. These are not refuah. Isn't it cutting out the last two? Meaning they agree about dam, about nikazat dam, mutei dereisha. Lo, atarti dereisha kamaita. It's cutting out the first two, limutei the seifa, but they agree about the sam b'shabbat. Toshma, the tani rabba bar shmuel. Ubrashe ericha, if a pregnant woman smells, which is where we started in the previous Mishnah, chinota ad shtashuv nafsha. We feed her until she is feeling better, she is restored. If a rabid dog bites you, we feed the person from the liver of the dog. Rabbi Yosi Shemar Mishum Rab Matim and Charash, again, according to Matim and Charash, this one and not another. Bezuah, what's that referring to? Nobody disagrees that a pregnant woman who suddenly gets cravings has to be fed. Uber Mikal Amanda Amardlo Elalav Asam, it's referring to Sam. That they agreed with. Shmamina, so you see they agree about the Sam. Rav Yochanan was not only following Ratim and Charash when he did this. Hashman Niti Nami Deka. If you read the Mishnah carefully, you can see Vyodamar Matim Charash, Khajesh Fimotin Sam Shabbat, for Pig Rabbanalite. The odd separates it. The Rabbanan disagreed about the liver, but not about the Sam. Ita de Pliga Rabbanalite Arvina Nivali Fligu Rabbanam Seifa Shmamina. If the Rabbanan disagreed with him not only about the liver, but also about the Chatzar Kaved, then they should have put the two of them together and disagreed at once at the end. So it must mean that the rabbis agreed with Rav Matanate Charash about the Sam B'Fiv, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan was following in that ruling. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the last piece about Pikuach Nefesh here in this parak, and then go on towards the conclusion of the Masechet, which deals with Kapara and Vidui. Meantime, I should have a wonderful day.